This isn't Wendy Davis's first rodeo. 2 years ago, the state senator took the stand to block a budget that would have cut $4 billion from public schools.
All session long, I have been fighting for that little guy, for the people back home. I'm very committed to that. It truly is the reason that I'm here.
Her hour-long filibuster in 2011 was just a warm-up for last night's marathon. This time, she came prepared, running shoes and back brace included. In Fort Worth, Davis is known as a fighter. Bud Kennedy of the Star-Telegram says in her Republican-dominated district, elections, including one this spring, have been tight.
It's been a four-year job just to stay in office for another 4 years. And I think the 12 hours of Wendy on the ropes hanging by her fingernails yesterday was just a metaphor for what we've seen of her throughout her career.
And her life. Davis was raised by a single mother who worked long hours at a Brahms ice cream parlor to make ends meet. A few years back, she told KERA that by age 19, she was a single mother herself.
I worked two jobs. I had a full-time job during the day, and I waited tables at night, and I really struggled. I lived in a mobile home community in southeast Fort Worth, and understood what it meant to come home and have your lights turned off or your phone turned off because you just couldn't balance it all and keep it going.
While raising a child, Davis managed to return to school and become the first person in her family to graduate from college. After Texas Christian University, she was off to Harvard Law before making her way back to Fort Worth. There, she served 9 years on city council. Here's Bud Kennedy.
She was a middle-of-the-road business moderate Democrat. It wasn't until she got to Austin that she became the champion for the cause.
Three causes, really: job creation, public education, and women's health. And she worked relentlessly. Davis introduced more than 60 bills after only 4 months in Austin. In 2009, she was named Legislative Rookie of the Year by the Texas Monthly. More recently, the focus has been women's reproductive rights.
I, like so many poor women, relied on that as my absolutely only source of health care.
After last night's performance, Davis secured her leading role in Texas's blue minority. She's getting shout-outs on Twitter under the hashtag StandWithWendy from blogger Perez Hilton, director Joss Whedon, and a certain fan in the White House. Even with all this attention, Davis says she'll never forget that mobile home in Fort Worth. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.